In Peter Brimelow's best-selling book, Alienation, the current phenomenon of white flight from traditional white urban centers to outlying suburbs is presented in alarming detail. Bound up with what is known as the white identity movement, Alienation is hailed as a prophetic warning of the consequences of the legislation aimed at altering American life once and for all, the Open Immigration Law of 1965. Dr. Kevin MacDonald, founder of the American Third Position Party, has pointed out that it was the American Jewish Committee and the American Jewish Congress, with their Jewish frontman on Capitol Hill, Senator Jacob Javits, that lobbied furiously with lots of money and votes in their pockets to get the legislation passed. Just as soon as the bill became law, Javits proclaimed in triumphant glee, "Open the floodgates!" And ever since, every culture, creed, and race has flooded America's shores. Jewry's agenda, MacDonald says, is to fragment the white complexion of American society into myriads of races to create a culture of tolerance, buttressed by the hate speech and hate crime laws endorsed by the Anti-Defamation League, in order to shelter American Jewry from criticism and censure. The curtain of white identity has now opened on a new face, a new voice, Harold Covington, who claims to have a solution to repair Jewry's wreck of America's white middle class. Covington's plan, which he presents on his website, northwestfront.org, is to gather white people into a viable community in the Pacific Northwest, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. That would lead to a sovereign, independent nation complete with its own constitution, its own central bank, and its own legislative body. Covington's plan is most certainly not white flight light. Covington argues that nothing has worked so far to stem the tide of multiculturalism leading to the extinction of the white race, whether it's creating alternative media, raising white consciousness through a glut of internet sites where the problem is regurgitated day after day, offering no solutions, or mobilizing voters around racial issues. Prominent white identity leaders such as David Duke, Jared Taylor, Dr. Kevin MacDonald, and James Edwards, for whatever reasons, have not joined Covington's Pacific Northwest movement. These leaders seem to agree that Covington's plan for secession would create a geographical, compact target for the U.S. military to wipe out in one definitive, fatal blow. In other words, secession would be a self-inflicted disaster, but whether one is a white man fleeing or a white man staying, a multicultural crisis of conflict is about to crash down upon us. American Jewry, with its anti-Christian position, now rules over America's multiracial fragmentation. Only a return to historic Christianity that could unite our nation with one common language and one common faith, and where Jewry is granted no special status or privileges, can save America from ruin and a very possible next civil war.